Welcome to Healthcare IT Today. I'm John Lin, together with my colleague and friend, Colin Hung. The world of technology and healthcare are ever-changing in new and novel ways, and that's why we love this stuff so much. So join us as we discuss the latest healthcare and health IT news, meshed together in new ways, which help generate ideas and new perspectives. Plus, we'll have a little fun along the way. In today's episode, we'll be discussing blockchain in healthcare. Today's episode is sponsored by Medigy. Learn more about their healthcare software, ratings, rankings, reviews, feedback at medigy.com. And be sure to follow the show on Twitter at the hashtag HITSM and our personal accounts at TechGuy and at Colin_Hung. Plus, check out our 13 years of health IT blog content at healthcareittoday.com. Blockchain. I've wanted to talk about this for a while, man. Are you excited?
I'm excited. It took us this long to finally cover a topic which has been in the news and all over all the articles for a long time. So looking forward to digging into this one with you, John.
For good and bad, it's there.
So we've got four topics we're going to cover today. First of all, we're going to start with a quick definition of what is blockchain. We're going to explain that to folks in an easy, understandable manner. Then you and I are going to talk a little bit about the positive and negative, or the advantages and disadvantages of blockchain. We're going to then dive into healthcare blockchain hype, what's good, what's bad, what's believable, what's not believable, and then where can blockchain really be useful in healthcare will be our final question that we cover today. So I'm excited. This is a packed agenda. So John, let's just get right into it and go, what is blockchain?
So what is blockchain? I think the first thing that has to be pointed out is the difference between blockchain and Bitcoin, which a lot of people use interchangeably. So Bitcoin uses blockchain, but blockchain is not Bitcoin. So I think that's the first thing to describe. And really, Bitcoin uses the blockchain to do a monetary system, but blockchain can be used for all sorts of things. And at the end of the day, blockchain really is just a distributed ledger. So it's a ledger of transactions that are distributed across a whole wide group of computers, essentially. There's a bunch of servers that are mining, what they call, which actually goes in and mines all of those transactions and verifies the transactions and makes sure that they call it an immutable record. That literally, if it's once it's put on there, that everyone knows what that is, and the processing power behind it verifies it. So that's my simplistic kind of way to say what blockchain is. It's really just a distributed ledger of information, but the really powerful things about it, right? So the things to understand about blockchain that make it interesting is that it's decentralized. So all of the data is stored across a whole hub of different computers and software systems that are processing the blockchain and that make the blockchain data available, everything that's on the register. So there's no central hub. It's not like Facebook that controls all of its servers. The community at large controls all of the servers. So that's one. The second is that it improves trust because it's delegated across that, and it uses complex math algorithms to essentially assert that that information is accurate. So I think that's the other thing that's really powerful about it. And so, you know, I mean, when you look at it, that, you know, those are the two biggest things, right? So it can be used for all sorts of things, including mitigating fraud through the transparency of the ledger. If you don't like what they're doing, you can create a branch and you can fork it and create your own blockchains. You can do all sorts of things. So, you know, a lot of people like it for that reason, because it's like, oh, if you hated Facebook, you can roll it off and do it yourself. If you hate Bitcoin, you can roll it off and create your own cash currency, obviously with different challenges. So I'd say that's the interesting thing. Although I have to also give my favorite quote from someone said, blockchain is less efficient in every way except one. And I would actually say except two, the decentralization and trust. So that's kind of my overview of blockchain.
It's interesting. I mean, I it took me a long time to figure out what blockchain was. Admittedly, I was I didn't really dig into it. And the way I look at blockchain is, I'm pretty simplistic. I look at it as a combination of a log file that's stored in the cloud that's immutable. Once it's there, it cannot be changed. And BitTorrent or Napster. That's pretty much what it is. We're much like Napster, where, you know, the song files and the files you're trying to download were never stored on a single place. You never knew where it was coming from. It could be stored on 1,000 computers, 100 computers, and it didn't matter, because when you needed it, it was there. And it would come down and it would be grabbed. I kind of view blockchain in these simplistic terms. It's sort of like this giant chain of custody of all this information and to which you can download. And then where it is sort of unknown. It's sort of out there and not centralized, which makes it very, very powerful. But it does make it very slow, though, at least in terms of storage of data.
It's interesting. One of the interesting things, and I haven't caught up to him, I saw this probably a year ago, maybe more. The guy who built BitTorrent was trying to create, it had blockchain capabilities, but was using the BitTorrent network. And it was trying to use drive space rather than CPU, which does the complex math, to create an immutable register. I'm not sure how far it's gone, but I love the idea of what if you use a network of computers using BitTorrent and the unique drive space on those to identify, the immutable register. Pretty fascinating to consider, but I'm not sure how far it's gone on that.
I think definitely the one thing about blockchain that people do appreciate is the security aspect. The fact that, once a transaction is made, once something has done to the record or the ledger, it cannot be changed. It's there forever. You can then backtrack and see what it looked like before and sort of the after picture. You can rebuild the entire transaction history from that chain. So I think that's what makes, at least in terms of what's attractive to me, that is what's the really most attractive bit of blockchain. It's less to me about the decentralization, although that is powerful too, but in purely in terms of the healthcare aspect, I look at it and go, hey, it's the security aspect and the immutable aspect that is the most appealing.
Yeah, and interesting. I think a lot of people would say the most exciting thing is the anonymity part of it. Although they'd say, the pessimists would say, so they can anonymously pay for hackers to release their ransomware and to do other nefarious things. So there is a nefarious element to all of this.
And that's a great lead into our next question, John, around what are the advantages and disadvantages of blockchain?
Yeah, I mean, I love the distributed nature of it. Unlike you, I think that's actually the most powerful things. Not that you said it wasn't powerful, but I love that you can roll off and do your own. In a lot of ways, it's taking some of the open source principles that have been so powerful for me and my business and for many, really for every business to be able to leverage that and be able to do it, I think is a powerful thing.
Yeah, for me, I go back to the immutable aspect of blockchain as my sort of positive about it. I really do think that the fact that you can now track who's touched a record, what's been done to a record, and it cannot be changed, to me, that is what's the most powerful piece and the most applicable to healthcare. I also think it's probably the easier thing for people to grasp is like, okay, I got this thing where any transaction, anything done to it, I can always track it. To me, that's sort of the biggest thing about positive about blockchain. The negative part, I think, is its association with the dark web. You hear about Bitcoin, you hear about all these things that Bitcoin can be used and the anonymity of it and the whole thing about, how it can destabilize entire currencies. And I think, unfortunately, that part of the hype around blockchain has really detracted from blockchain and kind of put a fear into people about why they may not want to even touch it right now. So to me, that's sort of the negative and disadvantage of blockchain. It's nothing to do with blockchain itself. It's really more about how it's been first deployed.
Definitely a lot of efficiency problems here. And there's so many headlines about how much power is wasted. I recently saw, I think it was a tweet or maybe it was a story I read that said with 5 Raspberry Pis, I could create the full distributed ledger. It's like, because it was only like, I can't remember, 100 gig in size, the full blockchain. But the processing power needed to verify the 100 gig of transactions was so much that it's using all this power. Of course, the power is just cooling the systems to be able to do it in large extent. So, it's like there is a really interesting point that there's a lot of things that don't need the distributed nature, that don't leverage the distributed nature, that don't need the trusted ledger. And so, what's the point? You're wasting it, at least for now, until we see some other innovations.
Yeah, no, the other disadvantage I see about blockchain is that there's so few skills in using it yet. If you were right now trying to hire somebody who knew a lot about blockchain, I think they're probably lying on their resume, right? Like it's so new and so different that we don't have a lot of critical mass of resources of people working with it. So I think also the scarcity of talent in this area is very limiting for healthcare, and therefore I think it'll be a long time before any of us, whether it's healthcare or other industries, start really using it other than in finance, because right now that's where the money is. To me, that's another disadvantage of blockchain. It's just the lack of resources.
No, it's definitely a challenge, and even just understanding it properly, there's so many fakes out there that, and I think there's also a security aspect. I have a friend that lived here in Vegas, although now he's Puerto Rico and Miami and Vegas and all sorts of places. But he has a few $100 million lawsuit against AT&T because someone SIM swapped him and stole his Bitcoin. There's a lot of really interesting challenges that are still associated, even security wise, even if it's immutable.
Yeah, I will say another positive about blockchain, though, one of the advantages, it's definitely hot. So if you've got anything with the word blockchain in it, and you're a health IT company or a startup, you'll definitely get some attention. You're going to have to start breaking through the hype barrier, because people are kind of looking at it now, skeptical, going, okay, what is it that you're trying to do on the blockchain? Because it's being hyped up way too much. But that to me is a positive, is that it is drawing a lot of attention from investors and from healthcare people. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Healthcare IT Today with John Lin and Colin Hung. Today's episode is sponsored by the team at Metigy. They offer a platform that helps users discover and share quantitative evaluations of digital health solutions. You can read reviews, cast your vote, and comment on the various products that are available in digital health today. Metigy's goal is to provide an unbiased view of the myriad of healthcare solutions that are available on the market. You can learn more at Medigy.com. That's Medigy.com. So, John, we've been talking about blockchain, and now we're going to get into the most interesting part of the discussion, which is blockchain hype. And there's a tweet that we're showing on the screen for those that are watching, just around a market tune cartoon that talks about whether or not people should focus on blockchain. And pretty much the answer is, no one knows what it is, but we should focus on it anyways. So it's kind of a nice little way to encapsulate the fact that, what can we believe? What about the hype around blockchain? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I think the cartoon captures it so well. Where should we focus? Blockchain. It'll change everything. It's what everyone's talking about. And the potential is so enormous, and we don't want to be left behind. Unfortunately, I think a lot of companies are using that hype to raise money for startups that don't actually leverage what blockchain does. And so I think that's what you have to be leery of, is are they actually using the features that make blockchain useful and unique? Or are they just mentioning blockchain as a way to generate buzz for their company, to raise money, try to do something, along the hype cycle? So, if I were looking at anyone that mentioned blockchains and they're talking about storing the record, then I'm gonna not trust them at all. Anyone that thinks they're gonna store a record on the blockchain, it's not gonna happen. I don't even think it's gonna be a replacement for interoperability. The speeds just aren't there to be able to make it happen. Also, revenue cycle or claims or prior auth, any of those things, I don't think, that it doesn't make any sense for those to happen. It's interesting, Todd Winey from Inner Systems, he said that he didn't think supply chain would be an area where I think it could happen, where he thought it would happen. And his point was a good one. He essentially was saying that, hey, if there's fraud existing, the fraud will just exist on the blockchain. So if they're doing something inappropriately, sourcing the materials wrong, and distributing drugs that are with poor materials, well, that's just going to go on the blockchain and be distributed that way. Using the blockchain in the supply chain to trust a source that is a trusted source. So I think there could be some uses there. What about you? Where do you see it?
Well, definitely, I agree with you that the where it's overhyped is definitely in the area of records. I think, you just talked about the fact that records are too large to be on the blockchain. It would require too much computing power to use. I definitely agree. I would go one step further to say, even though there have been some startups that talk about using blockchain as a sort of key to get to a record, right? So it's not the record itself, but a key to get to it. My point is, where's that record being stored? Where is the central repository? it's on another blockchain somewhere, or it's on a BitTorrent. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I think that, what I think we're seeing now is we're seeing a lot of people who have amazing ideas who really don't understand the way healthcare works. Now, some people would say that's an advantage. You shouldn't really have to know an industry in order to disrupt an industry. I think, unfortunately, this ignores the reality of what healthcare is like today. And I think that's where the hype has overtaken blockchain, where we do have a lot of people who understand the technology, but have no clue the politics, the reimbursement models, the entrenched players that exist today. Now, that may not be true 10 years from now, but I think today to try and implement a blockchain idea that most of these people have, I just think would be impossible. It's not going to happen. It's a nice toy to play with, and it's a nice prototype and a nice proof point, but maybe it's not going to be very practical in terms of an investment in my mind.
Yeah, I think another area that is a real challenge for healthcare is anyone talking about like population health or analytics stuff. And it's like, well, transactional databases were too slow to do with a lot of the analytics stuff that people wanted to do. And we think blockchain, which is even slower, is going to be able to do it. I mean, there's a reason NoSQL databases and things are being used for analytics. So, you know, I think that's another area that's way overhyped, not going to happen. So forget about it.
Well, John, that's a really good way, a segue into our final question, which is, where can blockchain actually be useful in healthcare?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's a number of areas. I'll steal a line from David Holding at Microsoft, and he really described it well. He said that if you want to look at where healthcare could use blockchain, that look at existing B2B healthcare networks. I think that's a fascinating way to look at it, because if they have an existing network, and network meaning blockchain be used to create trust between those partners that are already working together, but they needed a way to create the software around that trust relationship. So I think that's a really interesting idea that David offered. You know, some other ones that actually Todd from Inner Systems mentioned, he talks about patient data management and really kind of identifying a unique patient across multiple systems. And I actually would qualify, you know, I think he offers like three of those, one for patients. Another's provider credentialing. We're seeing that already happen in big ways. Like, why does an insurance company have to credential every single provider? And why does a provider have to provide every single insurance company proof that they are a doctor and that they can practice medicine? Could blockchain help to streamline that and create a trusted framework that allows insurance companies and other organizations to credential physicians? So I think patients, physicians, and then the third one we kind of talked about in the supply chain, could we do it with supplies, trusted supplies? I think that's an interesting area. You know, all three of those are interesting ones that could be used with blockchain.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I definitely agree with the credentialing one. I've heard and read some stories around that, and I find that very fascinating because you're right. I mean, that's an inefficiency that shouldn't exist. Why do I have to credential with everyone? I could use the blockchain in a way to basically credential with one source, and then everyone can just access it. I like that idea. For me, another one would be actually to do with lab results. Not so much maybe in day-to-day operations, but for chain of custody to know, you know, hey, this was your blood that went in, and this is what happened to it. This is who's worked on it. These are the results that are now reported on it. That's an area I think that blockchain could be very interesting. Obviously, for quick lab tests where it's mission critical or life-saving, that could be very valuable. Also in criminal cases and those kinds of things for chain of custody, it's very important. I also think blockchain can be useful in research, especially as research get passed, you know, specimens and things get passed from one organization to another. You can use the blockchain to transmit data, and then people can figure out what's happened to that information as it's passed from one organization to another. So I look at research and I look at lab results, frankly, as a way of kind of deploying blockchain in a limited fashion where it could be successful.
Yeah, the other ones that I think are interesting is the granular nature of blockchain. So, for example, consent management. Could we build a whole consent infrastructure for patients to consent, you know, to for a certain consent to apply to a certain piece of data that allows a certain provider to access it, and that can be applied to other providers that have been credentialed through a blockchain. I think you could become much more sophisticated. I'm not sure it necessarily needs blockchain, but it creates more of that trust, especially when you're talking about applying the consent across multiple organizations. Then maybe blockchain is that trusted source of information for consent management, because the reality is right now we kind of have blanket consents. Either you can share it or you can't, you know, and that's not really fair to patients. I'm working on an article right now on Healthcare IT Today about this, right, where patients want the ability to say, hey, all of this information, please share with my provider. But this mental health information, I don't want you to share with them because I don't want to be discriminated against in that situation. So, could blockchain help to solve that? And, you know, I think that's one area to watch. And then, of course, the one that everyone likes to mention, of course, because of the Bitcoin tie-in, and that's data monetization. So if you have consent for very specific pieces of data, if that data is used by someone, then you could also track its usage and reward someone for having their data be used by a researcher, by pharma, by whoever it might be that is willing to pay for that data. So, you know, right now, I've often said that, you know, how much is a record worth individually? And everyone says, well, on the black market, it's $50. It's like, well, that's with someone who wants to do something nefarious, right? if we really got down to it, we might discover that most patients' data is worth about $10 or something, you know? And so, like, okay, yeah, the pharma company will pay you. But, you know, and the reality is $10 across 300 million people in the U.S. equals what, you know, $3 billion. So, you know, they'll pay a lot for it, but on an individual basis, it's not that valuable. But, you know, could the blockchain discover what data is valuable and reward those patients whose data is valuable? I think maybe it could be interesting, and they can even give it to them as coins, which can be transferred to Bitcoin, which really becomes cash. So that, I think that's another interesting area, you know, as far as identifying what data is useful and who's using that data, that, you know, and being able to reward the patients for access to their data.
I love it. And I hope that day comes soon, John. But that brings us to the end of this episode. So thank you to all of you who tuned into this episode of Healthcare IT Today. For more details about our show, check out the programs page on healthcarenowradio.com and share your voice and engage with the community at healthcareittoday.com or on Twitter using the hashtag HITSM. I'm Colin Hung with my friend and health IT collaborator, John Lin. Thanks for listening and have a great week.